Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Mefod.
Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Seemed really depressed.
Had a knack for beating himself up.
She wishes that she was never born.
And it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over.
And so I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, a counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
What are you gonna do? Let them destroy themselves? I don't see much of a choice at all.
It's definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're gonna lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention at 888-333-AFSP or online at afsp.org.
Time it was and the lights were low. I leaned back on my radio. Some cat was laying down some "Get It On Rock and Roll," he said. Then the loud sound, it seemed to fade. It came back like a slow voice on a wave of thigh.
Bowie's keen on writing in the key of F. I think it's a lot of writers who are basic guitar players find a key that suits them, and it's obviously it suits his voice.
It's a perfect intro, really, the guitar, because it's nice sounding, but it's really not what you want. It's like it impinges on you because it's come on, get on with it.
Starman is one of Bowie's great songs. Again, it's one of those soaring, wonderful songs that builds so beautifully. And because it builds from an acoustic intro that's very laid back and understated, what happens at the end, it makes more impact.
The intro feel alike. I still like playing it. It's sort of a flam on two toms onto a snare, and it's just not something you would normally do. I've not heard anybody else do it, and it just really kicks in nice.
the intro of Starman can be quite disturbing to a trained musician's ear. He was fond of just leaving strings ringing open, and it starts with a B flat chord played on the acoustic guitar at the first position, with the E and the A strings gaily ringing open, and he doesn't seem to give a monkey's about that. And then it goes back to an F chord with the bottom E string ringing open, as it did on Space Oddity.
He'd been to the States and he'd got involved with Lou Reed, and he'd watched a few of the American bands. Iggy Pop was a big influence, and I think what he tried to create was an American type of sound, but with a British band.
The effect is a sort of a disturbing discord that often a lot of contemporary musicians would not go for, that sort of thing. And I think that's where there is a huge appeal in a lot of Bowie's writing, that he didn't do what was conventional. It certainly is an unconventional intro, so that when it actually goes into the song, which is very, very normal in actual fact, and you think of the chorus is almost twee. I think the intro is a great foil to the basic simplicity of the chorus.
The impact's there anyway. But Bowie was great at building things. It's almost that he had a cinematic vision sometimes as a song. It's the old thing about build to a climax. And Bowie understood this. It was basically taking you through an episode of a story or a storyline. It's no good coming in and saying, here's the whole story, because that's it, you won't go any further. So he builds it. He keeps you on tenterhooks. Where's it going to go? How's it going to develop? And because Starman also has such a wonderful epic feel to it, by the time it reaches its climax, its crescendo, you're thoroughly involved with it. And it's wonderfully clever the way that he could do something like that. And if you think about the other bands at the time, he was doing something similar maybe to a Led Zeppelin on the one hand and a Velvet Underground on the other, but he was telling a story through music, through notes, and he understood how you tell a story.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
helping us out tonight. Also our staff, research staff. Excuse me. Steve Clown and Steve Clown. Most of all, what a great audience.